And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. fighter jet shot down an unidentified object over Lake Huron on Sunday on orders from President Joe Biden as the fourth such downing in 8 days. Pentagon officials believe the latest military strike and an extraordinary chain of events over U.S. airspace has no peacetime precedent. On ABC News this week with George Stephanopoulos, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he thinks China is having misgivings that it's an aerial surveillance program that has been defected.
I think the Chinese were humiliated. I think the Chinese were caught lying. And I think it's a real step back for them.
Schumer says he thinks at least three of the downed objects are balloons. The head of NORAD in U.S. Northern Command, General Glenn Varick, says that part of the reason for the repeated shootdowns is a heightened alert following a spy balloon from China. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, speaking on the third shootdown, which was an object over Canada's airspace, confirmed that on his order, a fighter jet from the U.S. shot down an unidentified object that was flying.
I also spoke with President Biden and confirmed together that we will continue to do everything necessary to protect the sovereignty of our shared North American airspace, but also to do everything necessary to keep our citizens safe.
A new report says climate commitments by companies are not always as green as they seem. The report published Monday concludes that major brands are exaggerating how ambitious their efforts to cut greenhouse gas emissions are, essentially misleading consumers, investors, and governments alike.